We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
560 The Joe Radio Rewind, running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 The Joe over the past 24 hours. Hello, hello, I am Dan Day on a feel-good Friday. Gonna make you feel good by playing some reggae music throughout because, after all, it is December, but it is South Florida, so it is eternal summer. I wouldn't really know because I've been at the radio station all day, and I'm gonna be working all weekend long. So I'm going to be missing out on the weather, even though maybe it's not going to be the best weather, but still better than most. And I'm going to be missing out on all the great sports, but you're not going to miss out on any of the great shows and great sports talk that we had previously today on this here radio station. Joe Rose Show, talking all things NFL. Once again, I'm going to be missing that because I'm working all weekend with Mike Florio, the Dan Le Batard Show. Have some celebrity prognostication, plus they open up the club. Then Hawk and Crowder going to be running an up-tempo offense. Right now, let's run some headlines from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. The Rams wallop the Patriots 24-3 last night. The Dolphins look for their ninth win Sunday at 1 against the Chiefs. NBA preseason begins tonight. The Heat play their first exhibition game Monday at 7 against New Orleans. The 10th-ranked Miami Hurricanes play the 7th-ranked North Carolina Tar Heels Saturday at 3:30, while the men's basketball team will play Saturday at noon against Florida Gulf Coast. The Canes ladies basketball team dropped their ACC opener to number 20 Syracuse 69-58 last night. They play Duke Sunday at 3. The Marlins acquired pitcher Zach Pop from Arizona today for a player to be named later. Inter-Miami's sporting director and chief operating officer Paul McDonough is stepping down. No official word was given on why he is leaving the organization. And now, after a long week, you know what you gotta do. Take the edge off. Let's step into the day spa. An Indiana portable toilet company has set up a large set of their commodes that play festive holiday music. 'Tis the season. China is suggesting that flight attendants wear diapers in order to protect from using toilets and avoid COVID-19. Yeah, stay safe. Just crap yourself. The newest rage in China is pigeon racing. I'm telling you, if this causes another pandemic, I'm not going to be happy. An expensive painting that was lost at a German airport was found in a dumpster. See? This is why I dumpster dive. Don't judge. The former head of Israel's space program claims Donald Trump has a deal with aliens. Don't bury the headline. The real story there? Aliens exist. To the Exergen Weather Center, tonight's forecast, chances of rain with temperatures in the high 50s. Joe Rose Show. They always give you the best in the morning from 6 to 10 when it comes to sports in South Florida and really around the world. So, it is a big sports weekend in South Florida this weekend. The crown jewel, of course, the football game. I'm talking about Dolphins, Super Bowl champions, Chiefs, Tua, Mahomes, Flores, Reed. Oh, Mike Florio joined those guys talking about watch out for KC. Also, he touches on Carson Wentz's future, who will be new coaches in the NFL next season, and the pain. Of course, I'm talking about the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Dolphins have the Kansas City Chiefs coming to town. They're feeling pretty good about themselves. The Dolphins playing great, and Kansas City Chiefs have won 19 of 20 And Mike, they just look clearly like the best team in the NFL right now once again. What are your thoughts on that game, by the way?
Here's the thing about the Chiefs, and I've noticed this time and again, last year and this year, when you get their full focus and attention, they are very difficult to beat.
Right.
The problem is they can't bring their full focus and attention every single week. Now, every team that plays them brings their full focus and attention because it's the ultimate measuring stick to show that you can compete with the Chiefs, to show that you can maybe beat the Chiefs, which only one team has done in more than a calendar year, and that's the Las Vegas Raiders. But the Broncos played them tough on Sunday night, and with the Chiefs possibly peeking ahead to a game against the Saints that could be a Super Bowl preview, at a minimum, right, should be a great, great game to watch. You get into the situation where will the Chiefs be as focused on the Dolphins as they should be? Now, the Dolphins are clearly good enough that they should command the full focus and attention of the Chiefs, but that's really the challenge. And then, you know, look, you have to try to slow down the Chiefs' offense. You can't stop it. You try to slow it down. And then the challenge is, can your offense score enough points to at least surpass by one the number of, right, points that the Chiefs inevitably will score?
And that's the big question, an offense that has struggled to score points, even though they've been beaten up on the Jets in Cincinnati. So we will see. Hey, by the way, you got a lot of other stories going. Carson Wentz completely benched. And listen, I know it's a bad team, but Carson has been hit so much. I wonder where your confidence is as a quarterback. What happens to Carson Wentz going forward, Mike?
Well, I think a lot of it depends upon what happens with Jalen Hurts for as long as he's the starter. If Jalen Hurts is awful, if Jalen Hurts struggles, if it really is a total failure of the Philadelphia offense that no quarterback can overcome, then maybe Carson Wentz starts to look better. That's possible. If Jalen Hurts plays well, then I think it's over for Carson Wentz in Philadelphia. And with his contract, there's $25 million fully guaranteed in compensation next year. Another $15 million for 2022 kicks in the third day of the league year in March. You can – there's a path to trading him if you can find someone who wants him. And the only team that possibly would want him, and if this team doesn't want him, then no one should, would be the Indianapolis Colts, because Frank Reich is the head coach. He was the offensive coordinator the year that Carson Wentz was – on track to be the league MVP before tearing an ACL 3 years ago today. That is the team that makes the most sense. The question is, what can the Eagles get for him? What would they take for him? And do they really want to move on from him? And if you don't, you're looking at $40 million in cash commitments that kick in by the middle of March. And that's a lot to pay to a guy who, by all appearances, has lost his fastball.
Hey, Mike, speaking of quarterbacks too, Sam Darnold, is there going to – I mean, you just can't go get all these quarterbacks out of college for all these jobs. Sam Darnold get a starting job somewhere else next year in the NFL?
That's a great question, and I don't know. I mean, maybe the Jets keep him, even if they take Trevor Lawrence, because it's the fourth year of a contract that doesn't pay out a huge amount of money. The money's guaranteed. Maybe you just keep him around in the event that Lawrence gets injured or Lawrence isn't ready. It's a great question, and you're right. You know, every year we're going to see this musical chairs with quarterbacks now. And will there be a team out there that believed in Sam Darnold in 2018, that believes he didn't get a fair shake in New York because the Jets have been so bad? You know, you don't see it very often where a quarterback who was expected to be great right out of the gates stinks and then ends up somewhere else and plays well. But it's not unprecedented. It happened with Vinny Testaverde.
Right.
And so sometimes you just have to get a guy out of a bad situation, give him a fresh start, and see what he can do. You know, depending upon how all these dominoes fall, there could be a team somewhere, and it depends upon the right GM, the right coach, based on what they thought of him 3 years ago. Is he a guy that they think they can build around? And maybe if you get him in the right spot, he is.
How'd you read into Boomer Esiason coming out like a cheerleader on Bill Cowher would be interested in coaching the Jets or could be up for that job? We know they work together on NFL Today, CBS. So I'm just guessing Bill Cowher, like Boomer can't be that stupid, that Bill Cowher told him to go ahead and if he wanted to use that, he could. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree with you completely. It would be the equivalent of me coming on your show and saying that I think Tony Dungy wants to coach next year, and maybe he wants to go coach the Detroit Lions since he grew up in Michigan, and he's really been talking about it. And I don't know, you know, it seems, you know, he really likes the Ford family, and he'd really like to bring, you know, if you say something like that, it makes it a minimum for a very awkward meeting the next time you're with your on-air colleague. So
right.
I don't think Boomer says that unless he's doing it with the express or implied blessing of Bill Cowher. I think there is something to it, and there is reason to pay attention. You know, in 2008, Bill Cowher was linked to the Jets, and but for the fact that Woody Johnson wanted to keep Mike Tannenbaum as GM, it may have happened. Cowher had his own ideas of who he wanted to bring in, wanted Tannenbaum out if he took the job. That derailed the talks. This time, I think the key line from Boomer Esiason is that Bill Cowher loves Joe Douglas, the current GM of the Jets. That means it's no problem if Douglas stays. So I won't be surprised if it happens. Look, nothing the Jets do at this point will surprise me. But when you look at the options that are out there, and so many of the names this year are guys who have never been coaches before, head coaches before. You got a guy that's done it at a high level. You got a guy who very rarely had bad seasons. He did have a stretch of like three straight years where he didn't make it to the playoffs, but they weren't horrible. The Steelers rarely are like a 3-13 disaster. Now, he's been out of it 14 years. You could argue the game's passed him by. Think about how much the game has changed from a health and safety standpoint, analytics. Lots of differences in the last 15 years. A lot more changes than the 15 years that Dick Vermeil was gone before he came back to win a Super Bowl with the Rams. But it makes sense. And again, to get back to your question, I don't think it was an accident. And I think there's interest in Bill Cowher, in him coming back to the NFL. And now we'll see whether or not a team like the Jets is interested in him.
Well, that's why we're talking about the Jets a little bit here. We use him a lot. He's come on a lot, especially with all the Adam Gay stuff. Is Manish Mehta from the New York Daily News. What friggin' happened? Like, help me out. You've seen crazy radio people through the years that you've done stuff with that have lost their jobs. What happened to Manish?
Well, this is a longer-term story than just something that's popped up recently. The Jets had been concerned about his coverage of the team for a long time. Really, since the firing of Mike Maccagnan, there's been a belief that Maccagnan and some of his lieutenants were very good sources for Manish. Once they were gone, he got frozen out. That's how the theory goes. So he became very belligerent and critical of Adam Gase and the current regime.
And that's
a little glimpse into how the sausage sometimes gets made. But it all bubbled up this summer when the Jets quietly removed Manish Mehta's credentials, meaning he wasn't involved in any of these Zoom conference calls. He wasn't allowed to go to training camp. He doesn't go to the games and sit in the press box. And there is some limited media availability at these games now. And the Daily News knew that. You know, we didn't make a big deal of it at the time because I think 99% of my audience doesn't care. But when the Daily News goes forward with Manish Mehta covering the Jets but having no access to the Jets, what happened was one of the other reporters there was apparently, because this is what the reporter said after he got laid off, it was quotes he obtained, observations he made that were being passed off as Manish Mehta's work. So, I don't know what blew up recently to cause this to occur, but you know, the talk among other reporters is the Washington Post had some sort of a story on the situation ready to go. And so the Jets preemptively pulled Manish off the beat before the story landed. And I don't even know if the story's going to land at this point. But my understanding is it was supposed to land today and it still may.
Yeah. Wow. Well, the other crazy one is this Dez Bryant coronavirus. And I quit and I've had it. What the hell happened with that whole thing? I am so confused. On Dez, do they still want Dez Bryant with the Ravens or not?
Yeah, they do. Look, here's what happened. And it's amazing. I've got the notes here as to the locations of the various bioreference laboratories. There is a dynamic for as high-tech as this whole testing situation is for COVID-19. How close or far you are from the local testing lab determines when you get your results. There are five bioreference laboratories, one in New Jersey, one in Maryland, one in Florida, one in Texas, and one in California. The Ravens have been getting their results, daily results of the PCR test that goes off-site for analysis. They get those usually around 5 or 6 p.m. Eastern. Game day, the guys get tested a little bit later for a night game. The Ravens got their results around 7 o'clock on Tuesday, and Dez Bryant's result was inconclusive, so they have an on-site PCR test now. It's made by a company called Mesa. It's a more reliable on-site test than what they had been doing. It looks for the actual presence of the virus. That's when he tested positive. They yanked him from the game. And, you know, but for the fact that the Ravens get access to their test results so quickly, they wouldn't have known he was positive. on game day. It would have been a situation like the game they played. Where was it? They played it was after the Pittsburgh game, I think. When they was it in Pittsburgh? There was one of the runs they had when two of the running backs tested positive, and that's kind of what started this whole ball rolling of positive results. It was a home game, but it was a noon game, so they didn't get the results until after the game. So
crazy.
Dez Bryant was shedding virus on Tuesday, and they got him out of there the moment they found out that he was. And, you know, people say, why'd the game go forward? Well, anyone else he may have already infected isn't going to infect anyone else that night. It takes several days to get to the point where you become infectious. So there really wasn't any enhanced risk for anyone who may have caught it from him. Now we'll find out in the next few days whether anyone caught it from him. But as of Tuesday night, no one was going to catch it from anyone who may have caught it from Dez Bryant.
Yeah. What a just crazy, crazy, crazy story through this crazy, crazy year that we've been in. Mike, thank you as always, buddy. Really appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
All right, Joe. Good talking to you. Have a good weekend, pal.
All right, nice talking to you. Thank you.
May not know what to expect in the NFL always, but you know Mike Florio gonna bring it with the Joe Rose Show. Speaking of bringing it, the Dan Le Batard Show.
11 weeks in a row, I've been here. Why is he still even on the docket? Get somebody else in here. Call up Pullinoy from Barstool Sports. Call up Don Cherry.
Chris Jericho on a roll as their celebrity prognosticator. They can't get rid of him. He's gonna be next. Plus, they're gonna have the club open up. A little a cappella version. And oh, yeah, it's a feel-good Friday. So some reggae music on the way. It's 560 The Joe Radio Rewind.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Ah! 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day on a Feel Good Friday. Legendary reggae song from legendary reggae artist Lee Scratch Perry, Disco Devil. Let's hear that Disco Devil getting into the weekend. Probably got one on your shoulder right now. I don't even mind working all weekend as I listen to that Disco Devil. The devil's on my shoulder right now saying, come on, Dan, let's go grab some Netflix and chill and do some of these. And then maybe make some pasta or rice at the end of the night. I don't know. Soak it all up. Soak it all up with the Dan Le Batard Show. Weekdays from 10 to noon right here on 560 The Joe. Earlier today, they're getting you ready for the weekend with some celebrity prognostication from wrestler Chris Jericho. Then they open the club. Open it!
It's 5-0 last.
And now, it is time for Celebrity Prognosticator. Let's win some money.
I don't know about you, but I'm sold. Cowherd did not beat Jericho last week.
He did? Cowherd? Come on. How's he still running? He has 11 weeks in a row. I beat him. Why is he still even on the docket? Get somebody else in here. Call up Pullinoy from Barstool Sports. Call up Don Cherry. Call up John Madd. Get something new on the line here. Let's get some fresh blood. Because I'm not stopping, and I'm making money for you and all your listeners. That's why I'm back once again.
Are you on a walkie-talkie, Jericho?
It feels like you are joining us on a walkie-talkie. The lines are provided by Caesars, William Hill, Cardinals at New York Giants. Speak clearly into the walkie-talkie, please. The New York Giants are plus 2.5. Who you got?
I'm on CB, Breaker. There's a convoy coming down. What's the choice? What's the choice?
Cardinals at New York Giants. Giants plus 2.5 at home.
I'm going with the Cardinals.
Texans at Bears, plus 1.5. The Bears are a dog at home. Who you got?
Texans.
Chiefs at Dolphins. Dolphins plus 7 at home.
Who owns the Chiefs? Owns. I'm going with the Chiefs.
Vikings at Bucks. Bucks minus 6.5 at home. Who you got?
I'm actually going to this game, and I'm going with the Bucks. I'm going to be there, so if you look closely, you'll see me in the stands. with a big leotard costume on.
Okay. All right, we'll send you that after the show here today. Washington at San Francisco, the 49ers minus three. Who you got?
You know my rule. I'll never pick a team that doesn't have a name, so I'm going with San Francisco.
It is a rule. Okay, so there you go, the San Francisco 49ers. Jericho, hopefully we'll talk to you again next week. Hopefully you will show up at the appointed time. If not, beware, my friend, because we are in search of John Lovitz and Carrot Top in order to come get you, all right?
Listen, anytime that Lovitz is the voice of reason, you know you're screwed. I'll be back next week. I've missed 1 week out of 11. That's never going to happen again. Guys, I'm excited to see what's going to happen. Make your picks. Make your bets. Big money. It's Big Money Friday here, guys. I'll be back next week, and we'll all bathe in our exchange together.
All right. Upgrade the walkie-talkie next week.
I mean, his energy
I'm
was...
I'm on an iPhone. What do you want me to do? Send me a microphone then.
Oh, he almost cursed
you
at
have
us.
One,
he almost cursed at us. You have a microphone. You weren't at it when we tried to reach you last week while alleging that you were calling with the lamest excuse I've ever heard, alien activity.
I believe
it's not my fault. There's a lot of issues going on. It's 2020. 10 times goes in the line. One time I missed it. Who cares? We're back on track, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
It's still got savory time of the day.
Just call us from an empty Campbell's soup can.
It's the greatest of all time, man.
He really is.
That was unbelievably bad in terms of a phone line.
It's Jericho.
Aliens.
So, guys, I was thinking with Chris Jericho on with us, trying to figure out if I knew why it's called a walkie-talkie. And I thought to myself, is it because walk and talk rhyme and you would talk while walking pre-cell phone? Like, is that the reason that it's a walkie-talkie? Because I was thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know why it's called a walkie-talkie, but it's pre-cell phone.
I would imagine it was a device that was made to talk while you walk. Yes, for military purposes.
So it just rhymes, though, is basically the reason that we're doing that.
Yes, I believe
because
so.
Because you could be running and talking. It's just because walking rhymes with talking.
But a running talkie would not sound nearly as good as a walkie-talkie.
Correct.
You know?
That is right.
Yeah.
Actually, what we refer to as a walkie-talkie is actually called a handy-talkie because it can just be held in your hand. The original walkie-talkie referred to the backpack, the back-mounted model. So like one soldier would be wearing a backpack with a phone on it, another soldier would come up and be able to talk. That would be a walkie-talkie. But a handy talkie is just the handheld one.
We found Chris's wheelhouse.
Unbelievable knowledge there, Chris. Well done. I now want you all to imagine Chris Jericho wearing a backpack that has like a little curly Q wire that runs from the back to his face where he does really bad radio that sounds terrible because he is doing some sort of military exercise in the mountains while fighting aliens, which is why he couldn't join us last week.
I can believe all of that, actually.
Go ahead and open up the club, Mike. So this is the club without music on ESPN Plus.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, we're just going out on ESPN Plus as a fart noise. Biggest radio show on earth. This is going to be so awkward with no music on ESPN Plus. Mike is dancing, and no, we don't have the rights to the music. We might as well be playing this music through a walkie-talkie.
That's because people had no idea this show was available on demand for 3 years.
So
3 years?
For 3 years, I had no idea the show was available on demand. I was on the Zoom, and I had to break that to people. I should have kept my mouth shut, but here we are.
Should I just do the music? Boom, boom, shh. Boom, boom, shh.
Yeah, I like it.
Boom, boom,
please do that for 2 straight minutes. Boom, boom, go ahead.
Yes. You know what? We're doing
it your way. Mike, hold on a second. Boom, boom, hold on. Turn down the music.
It's done.
Turn down the music and let Chris do this himself. Let's see what we've got here.
Boom, boom, shh. Boom, boom, shh. Boom, boom, shh.
These Miami Heat players are street thugs.
Boom, boom. Now, Dan, you got to do your part,
you
too.
You got to ask what's next in the club.
What's, I'm sorry.
I'm thrown off by Chris, too.
I'm watching it.
I'm mesmerized.
His face is inflated. He looks like a blowfish. What's next? That is Stugatz charging you $1 million on Cameo for his work.
Say if you feel all right. An old man turned 98. When you've already paid, it's like rain on your wedding day. It's a free ride when you've already paid.
This is the worst half hour in the history of ESPN Radio.
These Miami Heat players are street thugs.
I think you need to loop that part, Chris. The boom boom sh is just at the start.
Who else is in the club?
This is Kansas City against the Jets, Dan.
Oh, wow. Dolphins historian Andy Cohen slaughtering poor Greg Cody.
It's the good advice.
Oh, for the love of God.
That you just didn't take.
What have we
and
done?
Who would have thought?
What?
It figured.
Have we done?
You have done something glorious right there, Dan Lebatard. You have made lemonade when you were given lemons. Doom-dooms. 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 Maybe I'll do that coming back from the next break. Instead of playing real reggae music, I'll just be like, bum, 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 bum. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm just trying to see how things go. Trying to be silly. Kind of like Hawk and Crowder. Although, Hawk and Crowder, they can get serious about sports.
You talk about the national coming out party. I've done about half dozen radio shows in Kansas City, in the Midwest, the Chiefs country, and everybody asked me that same question. Like, can this duo be special? Is this Flores, Tagovailoa? Like, is this something we're talking about in 10 years? And I said,
ooh, he said what? You will find out what Crowder has to say about Tua Tagovailoa teaming up with Brian Flores and everybody else on the Dolphins. Of course, after all, he is a former Dolphin. He still works with the organization, which is always nice, and he still drinks a lot of Funky Buddha. He's probably drinking a Funky Buddha right now. Cheers, Crowder, if you're listening. If you're driving and listening, you better not be drinking a Funky Buddha, but keep your eyes on the road and your ears on your radio or streaming device, because next you'll hear more from Hawk and Crowder. Plus, it's a feel-good Friday. Got some reggae music for you. And I might just sneak in the week that was on Hawk and Crowder. We call them Hawkman Highlights and Crowder Crowd Pleasers here on 560 The Joe, WQAM. Tell them again. 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Running back some of the best audio you've heard here on 560 The Joe over the past 24 hours. I am Dan Day, and you know it's a feel-good Friday because you're hearing that good reggae music in your ear. Some Barrington Levy with Murderer. Let it soak in and help you flow out to a great, great weekend. Yaman, that is what I'm talking about. Feel good Friday, Murderer, Barrington Levy. I'm working all weekend, but that's good. It's a good thing, especially nowadays. So I kind of had my weekend last night, went out to Titanic Brewery by the U because they're having their mug club tryouts. They track your beers in December, and if you have the most of all the people trying out or more than the rest, you can be part of their mug club and get some perks all year long. So I figured, why not? Thursday night, finally have a free night. Go on out there, drink some of those delicious stouts from Titanic Brewery. Maybe even get some food. Oh, I got a feast. You can see a picture of me feasting on my Twitter page, @DanDayRadio. Then I watched the Rams feast on the Patriots. Always a good time at Titanic. You're probably going to find me there a lot this month because, after all, I'm trying to get in that mug club once again. So let these good vibes soak over you. I'm going to let them soak over me so I can try to drink beer and be a great person. Yes, indeed. A little reggae scat right there. Stick it down, 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 down. You know what else makes me feel good? Hooking up with Hawk and Crowder weekdays from 2 to 6, and you're invited to do the same. Be a part of our crew and have a whole lot of fun, and also get some serious sports info in there. After all, Hawk graduated from the U. He worked on the Dan Le Batard show, and he has a huge big screen TV, and he sits there all day basically and watches sports. And Crowder, he only played in the NFL and with the Florida Gators. He was an All-American. So there you go. He's a Dolphin. He's a Crowder. He's got some funky boot in his hand right now. But earlier today, they're talking about that up-tempo offense. Oh, they're running it. Also, the Pats are done, and the nation is watching the Dolphins.
Telling you right now, and it's not just based on this music choice. It's based on the pre-show pep talk Crowder and I received from Solana. He is looking for an up-tempo offense today, Jack.
Come on, baby. No huddle. We coming at him.
No huddle. We're coming at him.
Two is better.
Bring it up. Football Friday. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Move them hips around a little bit.
See, see, that.
See, see.
Woo. It's our producer, Chan Gailey. Rhett Lashley.
Rhett's a little more high-paced. I like Rhett better.
I mean, Chan Gailey brought it in the second half, though, last week.
It took him 11 weeks. Let's not give him too much credit.
I would never call three run plays in the goal line. Ever.
How dare you?
I love it.
He's not leaving. He's not leaving, leaving.
Play action, roll out to the left.
I kind of wish you were the OC now.
This is, no joke here, this is a big football Friday. Yes. There is a... there's a great weekend on tap here for South Florida football fans. Canes and UNC tomorrow, nationally televised. Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday, nationally televised. And be a fun weekend. And by the way, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Crowder. Did you know there's a slate of 5 NBA preseason games tonight?
What?
Yep.
Oh, we got action.
Yeah, there are 5. Did you know that, Solana?
No, I had no idea.
Yeah, it starts tonight. There are 5 NBA preseason games tonight. So things are happening, Jack.
I just finished watching Lakers Heat about 2 weeks ago, didn't I?
I know. I was looking at some of the teams that are playing tonight. The Knicks are playing tonight. The Bulls are playing tonight. I was like, wow, we haven't seen these teams since March. Yeah, I'll be watching a little bit just to see what's going on. It'll be interesting.
And it's a lot of moves, isn't it?
They're showing highlights right now, SportsCenter, on the game last night, the Rams-Patriots game. We had the Rams -4.5, and it was never in doubt. I mean, the Patriots are not a good team. How they won the previous week 45-0 is beyond me. But they're done, right? New England's done. I mean, they'll throw a little something in the water, a little chum in the water with a 45-0 here and there, but they're done. They've got nothing.
Oh, the dominant Patriots we're used to is over.
Yeah.
That's curtains. Yeah. That's curtains moving forward unless they go get a damn super quarterback somehow.
That's what they need.
Yeah. But you know what I'll say? You know how the question you always ask, did that team lose it or this team win it? Bro, the Rams outcoached Bill Belichick so bad. Sean McVay outcoached that man ridiculous last night.
Yes, I totally agree with that. But also, I think the Rams have better personnel. I mean, it's easier to outcoach someone when you have better personnel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And when I saw them going at Stephon Gilmore with Cooper Kupp, I was like, ooh, is that a good decision? But they kept it up all game long.
They kept
long.
It up. Yep.
Yeah,
I'm
no.
They get, one they, of his touchdown catches right here. Yep.
They kept showing that imaging of the personnel groups where they were going heavy, 2 tight ends, 2 running backs, like almost damn goal line on the 50. And I guarantee the Patriots didn't prepare for that. Because that's not Sean McVay. McVay doesn't run that type of offense. McVay outcoached them. They could not adjust. I was impressed last night with Sean McVay.
Yep, we like that one. Rams -4.5. That was a nice little victory. A Football Friday that you wait for because you really do have 2 important games this weekend. You know, the Canes, they could run their record to 9-1. It would be great. They're not going to the ACC championship game. We understand that. But they could run their record right now to 9-1. They could really be in the national conversation. Certainly a big bowl game potentially against Florida. Florida can't beat Alabama in the SEC championship game, which I saw a line today of what it would be, and I cannot remember now.
Hey, can you just do me a favor, Hawk? Can you call UM and tell them don't overlook this UNC team? Seriously, bro, because if we lose to Alabama, I want to play UM in the Orange Bowl.
I don't think they're going to overlook. I mean, they're a three-point favorite at home. It's essentially a pick'em game. I mean, UNC is a good team, and this is not going to be. It would say a lot to me as a Hurricanes fans if the Hurricanes are able to beat up on UNC. Hey, they beat them by a point. I'm okay with that, too. But if they're able to handle UNC, and we know that they're a good team, yeah, that would say a lot to me about this team.
Yeah, and the defense is going to get tested because I really do believe in De'Ara King and them Harley and those receiving core coming around. But I do question y'all's defense still. I won't lie. So, yes, please put a call in. Well, let's call Gino Toretta, text him, and just tell him, fellas, beat UNC for me. And it's crazy I'm a Gator, but I want y'all to beat him so bad.
And then Sunday, obviously, to me, this Dolphins-Chiefs game, while it's not an AFC East game, and obviously I guess the game against Buffalo at the end of the season probably will mean more stake-wise, but this, to me, Sunday, could be a coming-out party for Brian Flores and Tua Tagovailoa, to me. Almost the way that, you know, everyone looked at the AFC East and football, the AFC and football as Belichick and Brady. Flores and Tagovailoa come out Sunday and handle the Super Bowl champs, Kansas City Chiefs. That would mean a lot to me.
And you talk about the national coming out party. I've done about half dozen radio shows in Kansas City, in the Midwest, the Chiefs country, and everybody asked me that same question. Like, can this duo be special? Is this Flores, Tagovailoa? Like, is this something we're talking about in 10 years? And I said, biasedly, yes. But I think out here right now, what they're going to see Sunday, the nation will see it. So we talked about it, Hawk. A win would be amazing. A win would be crazy. A last-second loss, I think, would still be pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, if they hang with them the way that, you know, and he ended up victorious over Kyler Murray, but the way that Tua Tagovailoa hung with Kyler Murray and they went back and forth and he came out victorious. But if he can hang with Patrick Mahomes, if he can bring the Dolphins on a long drive when they need to answer a Patrick Mahomes drive, yeah, you'll have Jim Nance, Tony Romo talking about you. They'll be talking about you nationally, and I think the ramifications of Sunday could be felt for a long time. So very excited.
We know Chan Gailey is a little older. Chan, don't sleep too much this weekend now.
Right.
Get ready for this one. Pull out all the stops. I know we got the
Cola.
Patriots.
Joe Cola, no doze, El Pipe.
We got the Patriots. We got the Bills coming up. Pull out all your cute stuff. Anything you've drawn up when you were drinking whiskey at 3 a.m, pull that little piece of paper out from underneath your bed and run the play. Do it. Pull out all the stops. Go for it on fourth down. I want to see some aggressive-ass offense because we're going to need it.
I agree with Crowder right there. Riverboat Gambler, let's throw it out there. Fortune favors the bold, to quote Alexander the Great. Maybe the Dolphins will be great this season and for seasons to come. Hawk and Crowder, always great weekdays from 2 to 6. If you liked what you heard, but you can't listen to every minute of the show, no worries. I got you on Fridays. An encapsulation of basically everything important that happened. Highlight reel. That's why we call it the week that was on Hawk and Crowder, a.k.a. Hawkman Highlights and Crowder Crowd Pleasers.
Bienvenidos al Hockey Crowder Show, brought to you in Miami.
Hi!
Pommel horse!
You don't suck Oreos, man? Who are you?
Highlight.
Oh, my bad. I was on mute. Good start there,
Jamie.
Good
Jamie,
start there.
The professional Jamie. Yeah,
there we go. There we go.
Let him not go bleeping anywhere! He's not going anywhere!
I'm not leaving!
He's not leaving!
I'm not leaving!
He's not going bleeping anywhere.
Ay, ay, ay. ¿Qué es eso?
If I see that bottom line on ESPN.
Oh, it's coming, Jack.
Oh, goodness. Boy, I'm going to tell Asia to get ready. We're making love that night.
Ay.
You know what I want, though? I want to pump
people on the couch. What you want?
You can't shake me, Hawkman. You can't shake me.
No, you can't shake a good duty.
Hanging on as long as I can.
No, you can't shake a good duty.
No, no, no. I won Make It Rain of the Month at Coco's twice. I won Most Times to the Back Room at Tootsie's three times. Softer to hell with that Game of Thrones, man. I just got into this Stranger Things. There's a little girl that moves stuff with her eyes. There's a big bald-headed orangutan running around kidnapping people. I'm into it.
I'm
pleased.
Just a taste of the fun we have on the Hawk and Crowder Show weekdays. Once again, won't you please join us? Always having fun. And it's a fun time in the sports world. Last night's game, especially being here in South Florida, extra good because the Rams put it on the Patriots. It was never close. It was an annihilation. It was 24-3. Here's a touchdown from Jared Goff to Cooper Kupp to make the score so.
First and goal from the two. Cam Akers in motion. Goff rolls away from it. Throws front right pylon. Cooper Kupp makes the catch. And it's a touchdown as he hit the sideline. Kupp with his first touchdown catch since week four here against the Giants. And he extends the Rams' lead to 23-3. Jared Goff takes a snap, takes a knee, and week 14 and Thursday night football belong to the Los Angeles Rams. A wire-to-wire victory. 24-3. Over the New England Patriots.
Felt so good watching that game at Titanic Brewery, drinking those great stout beers, having a feast. Remember, you can see a picture of me doing all that on my Twitter page, at Dan Day Radio. But the sports world, it keeps turning. Kind of sounds like a soap opera, but it does. We've got the Heat playing my Pelicans, my Heat and my Pelicans, facing off Monday exhibition, then on Christmas Day. Oh, and it could get so much sweeter because Giannis Antetokounmpo, who knows where he'll end up because he might not be staying in Milwaukee.
Right now, Eric, I'm not focusing on that. You know, I know my agent Alex and John Horst and the Bucks ownership are focusing in about those discussions, and I'm just trying to focus in myself, how I can get better, how I can help my teammates be better, how can we be ready Saturday to play our first preseason game. I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm not that type of player that, you know, talk with his agent five times a week or seven times a week. I really don't focus on that. I know my agent. I've known him since I was 17 and a half. And my other agent, I've known him since I was 16. I know they're going to do the best job that they can, and just trust them. I put the trust in them, and I'm just focusing on basketball. At first, I didn't get it. Chris came in and gave me a pen, and I was like, well, what is this? I was looking, I was like thinking about it, and then I realized he wanted me to sign the contract. And it was just like, okay, I laughed the first time, I laughed the second time, the third time, and then I got like 20 pens. So then he got a little bit old. I got 20 pens in my locker room.
Couple things I like right there. Giannis, attention to detail, 17 and a half years old when he met his agent. Also, he's not signing the extension just yet in Milwaukee. Third, he has that international voice, which would go perfect here in South Florida. Ooh, so much fun. I hope you had fun. I know I did. So let's do it again next week. Have a great weekend. Enjoy some sports. And of course, enjoy life. That's what a feel-good Friday and the weekends are all about. I'll be working, but I'll be feeling good, and I'll be back with you Monday here on 560 The Joe Radio Rewind. Later, slug.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!